It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time, number nine.
Because Sean had to do the afternoon shift, he wasn't here for the Misery Index, so he didn't get to talk about Mike Gundy. He will talk about Mike Gundy in a little bit because he no longer is a head coach at Oklahoma State. I wondered if they would fire him or would he be able to kind of do that himself. I'll walk when I want. Turns out you lose to Tulsa, you got to go. You don't get to kind of write your own exit when you lose to Tulsa. So you got to go. So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about what happened with, well, what is their biggest rival, although they don't get to play each other so much anymore, at Oklahoma State. I mean, Texas is Oklahoma's biggest rival, but at least in state. Oklahoma State tries to pretend like OU considers them a giant rival. But big news for Oklahoma, big news for Oklahoma State. We'll talk about that. But first, let's get to Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was wondering, at the beginning of the season, Arch Manning was the highly quarterback coming out of the draft this year and next year. But which quarterback do y'all see that's highly rated to come out of to be a first-round pick in this year's draft? And also, Sean, they had the Texas Longhorns at -4.5 against Oklahoma in 2 weeks. How do you feel about that? And Heritage Adult Films. Yeah, I have a few adult films with some of the lady friends that made that tight end. You know which one I'm talking about, Bill. Candy? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know which one you're talking about. As I've said over and over again, I don't know. Yes, we do have Chance McClain with Heritage. I don't know if it's adult films, Eric. Isn't it just Heritage films?
I think it's films featuring adults.
Yeah,
but I don't know if Chance wants to call them adult films.
I believe it is just called Heritage Films.
Yes.
Not Heritage Adult Films.
But it is for adults.
Yes.
Your granddad, grandma.
Yes, it is.
That's what is in the ad.
It is for them.
So that your grandkids can, know the family stories and all that.
The dark, dark secrets that your family buried.
So,
But I don't know if Chance will take, I'm sure he'll take a client who works at tight ends. I just don't know if you'll get the film you're looking for, Eric, from that. All right, as far as...
Yes, the two Longhorn questions.
Yes.
The two customary Longhorn questions Eric.
There was the Arch Manning one. He asked about
Quarterbacks in the draft.
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza, I guess. Is what we're doing?
I've watched him play. He's played really well. I don't know if he has the attributes athletically to fit the mold of a top 10 pick or even a first rounder. The guys who, even though they struggled, are still at the top of the list are guys like Norris Sellers because of his skill set. You can throw in, I guess, Nuss is on the list as well.
Nussmeier will get drafted in the first round just because of, like, man, look at him at the whiteboard and he can make throws. I would like a top pick at quarterback to not have his coach lash out at the media because the first question is why does the offense stink. I would just like that for that not to be an issue with a potential top five pick.
Yeah, I would like the offense to
be the best part of the team.
If there are any questions about it, the running game is a problem, not my quarterback play.
Yeah. That's just one. A little thing about me. Although, I think he's mostly played pretty well this season. As far as, like, the negatives on him last year, like, he's taking the care of the ball a little bit better and all that stuff. After that, it's John Mateer with a bionic thumb.
Well, according to ESPN, we'll just use them. They have it as Sellers, Mateer, Dante Moore, who maybe a lot of us should pay more attention to.
I forgot that he's draft eligible.
Yeah, he played 1 year at UCLA, willingly went to a place that would have an established starter. That established starter was a guy who they also got to transfer in Dylan Gabriel. So he sat the year.
Yeah.
And then now he's the starting quarterback at Oregon, and it's played really well. They'll get their first test this weekend against another guy who, at a point last year, very late in the season, would have been on the list. but at least according to ESPN, not even in their top six. And Drew Aller, he's not on the list. They've got Moore, Nuss, Beck, and Manning still remains in the top six, which if Arch Manning, considering his beginning of the season, is still one of your top six guys, it just speaks of maybe how soft this quarterback class is.
Yeah, and some SEO, you know.
Sure, you got to get that. You got to get